Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I terminated the ridiculous and incredibly wasteful Green New Deal. I call it the Green New Scam. Withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord and ended the insane and costly electric vehicle mandate. We're going to let people buy the car they want to buy.
There you go. That's among some of the things the president said today to the bond villains at the World Economic Forum. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our happy hour, and I'm so happy to welcome to the show Steve Malloy, senior legal fellow with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute and former Trump EPA transition team member. Follow him on X at Junk Science. Hey, Steve, welcome back to the show, my man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to say my man, too, and not they, them to you. It's wonderful to recognize just, you know, I'm no biologist, but I like that it's only male and female now.
Well, the president said there are only two sexes, so.
That's good.
Now we know.
That's finally. I enjoyed listening to his speech, making a lot of those bond villains at Davos very uncomfortable today. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear the whole thing. I heard part of it. I especially loved when he told the Bank of America CEO that he better stop debanking conservatives.
Yes. Yes, right to his face. So, right there.
Right. I'm still cruising off the fumes from all the executive orders, which, as you mentioned, roll back the EV mandate, got us out of Paris, ending the climate hoax, rolling back the Green New Scam. I'm not quite sure there's ever going to be another windmill built in this country.
Good. That's fine with me. It's great. I mean, killing the wind turbines off the Jersey Shore was a huge, huge win. I mean, everybody in this region is everybody around the country should be thrilled, but we are thrilled with this. I mean,
yeah,
that was a big deal.
He's killed them onshore as well. There's a development in Idaho, Lava Ridge. It's specifically mentioned that he's killing. So this is great. Party.
It's great. How bad was the Paris Agreement? For people that don't know, because I know that Trump got us out of it and then Biden put us back in it, right? And this all started under Obama originally. But it was a bad deal, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the Paris Climate Accord would, you know, if we were to live by the terms, we'd have to reduce our emissions by 50% by 2030. There's no way that our, you know, standard of living would stand that. The whole point of all these climate treaties is just to get us wrapped up in the UN so that the UN is the de facto regulator of our economy. The UN, of course, they've got their own one world agenda. And then you have China out there that is, of course, happy to have the UN destroy our economy. It was it's an awful thing. So President Trump got us out the first time. Biden put us back in. Trump got us out again. You know, the thing is supposed to be a treaty, but of course Obama lied to us and just made it an executive agreement because he didn't want to submit it to the Senate because the Senate would kill this stuff. Ideally President Trump would have submitted the treaty to the Senate, just let it die there. Instead, he's pulled us out. It's fine. Doesn't really matter. But the good news is we're out. So and the executive order that he issued takes us out of a lot of other UN agreements. We still need to get out of the big one, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. That's the mother of all treaties signed by George Bush in 1992. We need to get out of that. Maybe that'll come.
Yeah, I mean, we should also shut down the EPA at some point, which is another mistake made by a Republican president. I mean, that would be fantastic, but
I think President Trump is laying the groundwork for that. That was our job, really, in the first administration, but things just got screwed up. Look, Nixon formed the EPA by executive order in 1970, just consolidated all federal environmental activities, and since then, this, you know, this beast has just grown to incredible overregulation. I've been working on environmental issues for 34 years. The whole time, EPA has been overregulating, and it's no longer 1970 anymore. Every state has a very strong Department of Environmental Protection. Most environmental protection is actually done in the states. All this stuff can be rolled back to the states. If we have to have an EPA at all, yeah, it's for very few interstate and international issues.
The argument that they give, Steve Malloy, is that they say, well, we have to have an EPA because air travels over states, right? But yep. As you pointed out, the whole argument behind that, which is CO2 emissions, is the biggest scientific hoax of all time. And once we destroy that argument, once we expose the truth of that, then you don't have to worry about the air going over the other states, because the CO2 is not causing climate change. And you have debunked right. that for us, and break it down for us.
Well, and so President Trump has issued an executive order ordering EPA to roll back what's called the endangerment finding, which is sort of the baseline scientific decision that the Obama EPA made, that greenhouse gases, CO2, present a threat to public health and welfare. So the Trump administration is going to roll that back, and we're going to have to sit on the White House to make sure that happens. Okay, because there's lots of people that don't want it rolled back, even some Republicans, so we're going to have to watch that. But the general idea is that, you know, emissions aren't warming the planet. They aren't changing the climate. They are not causing bad weather. They are not responsible for the fires in Los Angeles or the snow in Florida. I mean, emissions are just a big nothing burger. You know, that's not to say that CO2 is not a greenhouse gas. It is, but it's a greenhouse gas at its very low concentrations, not where we are now. It's just sort of irrelevant. So we need to get, if President Trump successfully, you know, ends EPA regulation of greenhouse gases, then the rest of the, you know, the climate infrastructure in the federal government will just fall apart.
I mean, that's just amazing. And I know the polar bears are extinct, right? Because that last polar bear that was in Al Gore's movie fell off the floating ice thing and drowned, right? So,
Well, yeah. So, you know, there are more polar bears now than there have been in the last more than 60 years. And the reason polar bears were threatened in the first place was not because of climate change or changes in sea level or ice or anything like that. It was because they were nearly hunted to death. And so now there are, you know, laws limiting the hunting, and the polar bears have flourished, and they're thriving. I mean, there's so many polar bears, they're invading human settlements looking for food.
And that's not good, because they're nasty SOBs. I mean, they come across all cute and cuddly in the Coke commercials, but you don't want to mess with these guys.
That's right. Absolutely.
The other thing, too, is the melting ice hoax, right? Because this is the other thing, too, that eventually the ice is all going to melt, the seas are going to rise and flood us. And from where I am in Burlington County, New Jersey, I've been waiting for this to happen so that I can finally have oceanfront property. But it just seems odd that they keep signing insurance and mortgages for all these homes that are along the coast, when at any minute now all this ice is going to melt and the seas are going to flood. So what's up with all the ice?
Well, yeah, so the best example of that sort of hypocrisy is really Barack Obama, because, you know, he's so afraid of the melting ice and rising sea levels that he's got this, I don't know, $20 million home on Martha's Vineyard right on the coast. And, you know, of course, Al Gore has seaside property. And these people, you know, Miami, real estate in Miami, which is where, you know, there's supposed to be king tides and sea level rise. Those are the most expensive properties in the country. This is all nonsense. I've got some great, you know, ice melting Greenland stories on my X feed from yesterday. So, yeah, I urge people to go check those out.
Yeah, well, that's good, because Greenland has a lot of ice, and Iceland is very green. I feel like Trump should try to swap names. That would be helpful, just to keep track of all this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Greenland was named Greenland because it used to be green about 1,000 years ago, and then all of a sudden it became this frozen wasteland. And still today, despite all the global warming, it's still a frozen wasteland.
By the way, it's freaking cold here in it's like 6 degrees out right now. But nobody ever, whenever it's really cold in the winter, nobody ever says it's because of climate change. But if it turns like 40, 50 degrees or something like that, they start screaming about climate change. That's why it's always interesting when they start whining and when they are just completely silent. Like when it's cold, you just don't hear from them, right?
I live in the Washington, D.C. area. Yesterday when I woke up, it was 7 degrees. So I went and found the article from the same date in 1927, January 22nd, 1927, when it was 76 degrees in Washington, D.C. Then the article says it was actually 2 degrees warmer in 1890. So 78 degrees in 1890 in Washington, D.C., and 7 degrees yesterday. I mean, you do the math. Where is the global warming?
Could you just clarify for us, though, since you're clarifying a lot of things, Steve Malloy, and at Junk Science, you should definitely follow him on X. The Swedish term for climate hoax is actually not Greta Thunberg. I thought it was this whole time, but it's not,
actually,
apparently.
One of my followers educated me. It's climate bluffing. And then someone chimed in with the what the Norwegians call it, climate swindle or something like that. I'm hoping that all my followers from around the world, tell me how they say it in their language.
I think that was my Van Halen cover band name in college, but I just don't remember. I'm not quite sure. As we talk about all this too, and obviously we want to hear, drill baby drill, and here in Pennsylvania we want to frack, something that President Trump said a lot on the campaign trail, and ending the ban on liquid natural gas exports, which was the most politically stupid thing, one of the most politically stupid things that the previous administration did. And then I talked to Senator Dave McCormick last week about this, and he said he had a really great conversation with the president about putting a liquid natural gas export station right outside of Philadelphia, and that would be amazing for the United States of America and for the world too, because the funny thing about it is that all these countries in Europe are spending more money buying natural gas from Vladimir Putin than they're actually giving to Ukraine to fight Russia.
Yeah. So, here's something for Dave McCormick if he's listening. The MAGA agenda ought to be burning coal, which Pennsylvania has a lot of, for electricity, and taking all that natural gas and exporting it to places like Europe and Asia, where they will pay 6 times more for it than a U.S. utility. Okay. Now, McCormick, he's all for the oil and gas industry, but he needs to be for the coal industry, too, in Pennsylvania. Coal is very important. We should be burning coal. It's cheap for electricity, and exporting the natural gas and then counting the money.
Well, last question, since I know I got to run. Were you happy to hear President Trump say in front of the Bond villains at Davos today how much he loves coal?
Absolutely. I love the guy. I mean, Greens think that I'm extreme, but you know what? The president is on the same wavelength as I am. We have this, radar love on climate. He thinks it's a hoax. I think it's a hoax. What we need to make sure is that everybody in between us implements his policies to de-hoaxify the government.
Come back and hang with us again, my man. It's always great talking to you and seeing you,
yep.
Steve Malloy.
Bye-bye.
All right, pal. Thank you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rick Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
I have all the Nixon defenders now whining about my criticism of him starting the EPA. Hey, listen, just because it's our team, when they expand the size of government, I'm not gonna cover it up and go, if my guy does it, it's okay, and I'll give you all the reasons why it's okay. It's a disaster every time it happens. Learn the freaking lesson. And if you don't call it out, then it's going to keep happening and happen again. No more executive agencies. The EPA was a huge mistake that Richard Nixon made. And it's okay to say it, but not as bad as the mistake Lyndon Johnson made having JFK killed, because all that's about to come out in the JFK files. I don't know if Johnson really had him killed. DeSantis, what do you think? What are we going to learn in the JFK files when they come out, by the way?
I'm sort of on the Gerald Posner side of things.
Oh, that's right. You don't believe in any conspiracy theory. I forgot about that.
My conspiracy theory is that there are no conspiracy theories. I don't think you were going to learn very much. We're certainly not going to find out.
You broke down the timeline for us. How's this all going to work out?
All right, hang on. Let me pull it up real quick. So basically, the summarization is that Trump asked repeatedly during his first administration to declassify or redact the JFK assassination files. Obviously never happened. So now, this is a quote, "I've determined that the continued redaction and withholding of information from the records pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy is not consistent with the public interest, and the release of these records is long overdue. I've determined that the release of all records in the federal government's possession pertaining to each of these assassinations is also in the public interest." So the JFK files should be released within 15 days, and then the files related to Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. should be 45 days.
Mm.
That's the summary.
So, Steve Malloy, if I'd had more time with him, I would have talked to him about this tweet that he posted earlier today. 61 years ago, a key pick of the JFK assassination. The famous AP photo was snapped as JFK grabbed his throat in the first car after being hit by the first shot. Immediately before the presidential motorcade turned into Dealey Plaza, though, Lyndon Baines Johnson had bent down and pretended to adjust the car radio, per biographer Robert Caro. LBJ is in the right rear seat of the last car, but you can't see him because he's bending down. No one else. Haven't reacted to the shot yet, but LBJ is bending down. Was it a coincidence, or did Lyndon Baines Johnson know how to duck?
Okay, I don't want. Can I just add one thing?
Go ahead.
So while you were reading that, you might have to read it a second time because your feed completely cut out, which is weird because when you were discussing this with Gerald Posner yesterday, his phone suddenly dropped.
Are you serious? My feed just cut out?
Yes, yeah, sir. It was all mutilated. I couldn't understand anything you said. I heard that Lyndon Johnson bent down to fix a radio and that, or adjust a radio, and then after that it was all jumbled.
Okay, so yesterday we have Gerald Posner on, who wrote the book Case Closed, and I ask him what we can expect to hear in the JFK files, and then the phone just goes dead.
Completely dead, and it was fine up until that point.
It's amazing how this happened. This is not the first time that's happened before. Let's try this again, see if it happens again. So there's a picture, a key picture of the JFK assassination, which might prove that Lyndon Baines Johnson knew that Kennedy was going to get shot. It's an Associated Press photo was snapped just as JFK grabbed his throat in the first car after being hit by the first shot. So if you watch that, if you watch the Zapruder film, JFK is holding his throat, but nobody realizes he's been shot yet. Immediately before the presidential motorcade turned into Dealey Plaza, though, LBJ had bent down and pretended to adjust the car radio, according to biographer Robert Caro. LBJ is in the right rear seat of the last car, but you can't see him because he's bending down. No one else in LBJ's car, Lady Bird is in the middle, Senator Yarbrough's on her left, has even reacted to the shot yet, but LBJ is bending down. Was it coincidence, or did LBJ know how to duck and when to duck at that moment? So there you go. Did it cut out again?
No, you were good that time. We got it all in. Yeah. You weren't silenced.
So had LBJ not ducked down, he would have been this is what somebody said. When the limo was recreated and the occupants in a 3D model, if LBJ was sitting upright and not bending down to change the radio, the sun would have been on his face and he would have been seen. Agent Youngblood said he jumped over to shield him, and that's a lie. So the whole idea of LBJ ducking at that moment is you can see it. It's proof. It's on video and it's on photo. Was it just a giant coincidence or not? So did my feed break up again, or am I there?
No, you're good. I'm still not convinced, though. I'm a big believer in Occam's razor, and I think the simplest explanation is probably the best.
Plus, you are just a puppet for the deep state. What were you going to say?
I'm not a puppet of the deep state. Plus, you know, if the CIA was behind the assassination and Lyndon Johnson happened to be involved, I don't for one second believe that the government is capable of pulling something like that off. They're so incompetent. This is the one thing they get right. I'm not buying it.
Well, that's why they had the mafia involved, because the mafia is really good at this stuff. They can whack anybody. They got Frank Pantangeli to kill himself at a military base.
All right, you've convinced me. The Frank Pantangeli argument. I retract everything that I said.
Thank you. Michael Corleone said it. He said, if history's taught us anything, it's that anyone can be gotten to. That's a reference to them whacking Kennedy. Now, remember, he made a lot of enemies, not just the CIA, but I ultimately think that he was killed because of the Vietnam War. Because what happened? We went to Vietnam. So, you know, and the same reason they tried to kill Trump over the summer in Butler. Same thing. The guy just, Trump turned his head. Otherwise, Trump would be dead right now. And who knows what would happen, but it's the same damn thing. I noticed, Sanders, you think it's impossible, right? Nobody's ever been assassinated. Julius Caesar, the guy just accidentally knifed him. It was an accident.
I didn't say that. But in this instance, I don't think there's a grand conspiracy.
All right. Well, you and Gerald Posner can have your little club, the two of you. I guess we'll find out. We probably won't find out, though. That's the sad part, is I don't really believe these files are going to ever settle it. I just don't. I don't think there's anything in there. It's not like the file they're going to declassify and somebody's going to have a piece of paper and go, oh, look, here's Alan Dulles signing the kill order for Kennedy. Look, it's been here the whole time. You know what I mean? Look at this. I don't think anything that compelling is going to be in there. But Justin, what do you think? You think Kennedy was whacked by a conspiracy, or was it just Oswald working alone?
I see so many things with the whole Oswald thing. If it was just Oswald, and you know, he goes to jail and he dies of old age, I could believe it. But the fact that, you know, he gets let out, the press, somebody leaks where he's getting taken to jail, and Jack Ruby just so happens to pull up and shoot him, and then Ruby dies in jail of cancer not too long later. There's like so many things where it's like, if it looks like poop, if it smells like poop, it probably is poop. So that's how I see it, at least.
What do you say if I watch a Zapruder film in HD? What does that even mean, DeSantis?
No, just scrolling around on Google right now, and I came across the Zapruder film, which has been restored and is in crystal clear HD. That's graphic.
Yes, it's I've only ever seen
the grainy version that was untouched by modern technology. The new updated version is ugh.
Yeah, no, it's the president getting his head blown off. Yeah, it's what do you think?
Well, no, I'm just saying the original version, you know, it was kind of, you know, it wasn't crystal clear. You couldn't see very much.
You know, you should have a Diet Coke and a smile and shut the F up, because I don't think you truly comprehend what it's like for a president to get his head blown off in an open limousine.
No, I'm saying that what they're able to do with modern technology is amazing.
By the way, do you know that line? Tell Bill to have a Coke and a smile and shut the F up. Do you know that reference?
I don't know what that is.
Of course you don't. Justin, do you know that reference?
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Raw or Delirious, I forget which one. But he's like, where Richard Pryor was talking to him and Bill Cosby was lecturing him on use. You can't use filth, florum, filth. And he said, do you get paid? Yeah, so tell Bill Cosby to have a Coke and a smile and shut the F up. It's one of the funniest lines from that comedy special.
I think it's Raw.
Is that Raw?
Yeah, I think it's Raw. I'm like,
that's 90%. The second one, right? Delirious is the first and then Raw?
Yeah. I'm like 90% certain that it was from Raw.
I may have to rewatch that. By the way, did you watch the remake? Not a remake, but they did another Beverly Hills Cop movie. Did you see that?
No, I just
don't see it.
It did not look like. Ugh. It just looked like a cash grab at best. So I don't want to sully my memories of the originals.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad. I'd rather watch the Zapruder film. You know what I'm saying? That's more, I'd rather watch that. Because the Beverly Hills Cop new movie is even more, it's more depressing than that, than the Zapruder film is. That's how bad it is.
Was it worse than Conclave?
You know, you owe me $10. I swear, you better pay me. I'm still angry about that.
I still think it was a good movie.
I question your judgment every single day, every day. How can you stand by that?
I liked it. Although, again, this year has not been a great year for film. I've been tearing through the award nominees. And Conclave is still up there as far as I'm concerned. I think Dune 2 is my favorite of the year. But Conclave, you can make a strong argument, is in second place.
What else got nominated for Best Picture?
Wicked, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
A Complete Unknown, which was boring. I can pull up the whole list here. Give me a second.
That's the
Did
Bob
you see
Dylan
that, by
movie?
The way, the Bob Dylan movie?
No. I'm not paying to see that. I'll see it when it's on, when it's free.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm not a big biopic guy, you know, or biopic, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
You know. I'll tell you what, though. The Wicked movie made it like a gajillion dollars. And everything's freaking Wicked. I had to buy my daughter a Wicked hairbrush. Then I had to buy my other daughter a Wicked hairbrush. And they're not even done with it. They're going to make a Wicked Part 2. They got another Wicked movie coming out. So these people just keep, you know, finding new ways to get my money. These scoundrels in Hollywood.
The other films nominated, Emilia Perez, which is supposedly not very good, got savaged on Rotten Tomatoes. A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, The Substance, which is a Demi Moore movie.
I heard that was awful. I heard that was terrible. I heard that was a terrible, terrible movie, The Substance.
It's supposed to be very gory and with a ton of nudity.
Well, the nudity part's good. Yeah, that's
good. Dune Part 2, Wicked, Anora, which I think is the front runner, and then The Brutalist, which I really want to see, but it's 4 hours long, and I just have to mentally prepare myself before I sit down and watch that.
4 hours, my God. And, of course, Reagan could not be nominated because there wasn't enough diversity in the movie.
That was excluded, yes.
Yeah, so they exclude movies because it doesn't matter. They could be great, but they don't meet the diversity requirements of the Academy. And who's hosting the Dumb Award show this year?
Conan O'Brien, I believe.
Nah, he's funny, but that could be good. If he makes fun of Hollywood the way Ricky Gervais did, that could be good. Because this is a year to mock Hollywood. And we talk about this all the time. I talked about this on Jimmy's show. Did I mention I was on his show Saturday night?
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. I really should have mentioned that to you, Matt. My bad. So I was on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon this past Saturday night on Fox News. Saturday
what night.
What
was it? Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night on Fox News. So the show is called Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. Did I mention the ratings? I don't know if I mentioned the ratings. Did I mention that to you guys?
So no, I definitely don't think you mentioned that yesterday. No.
My apologies. I forgot about that. Let me just share with you. The show was number one in the demo for all primetime television and number three in overall TV viewers. And that was when 46 million people were watching some sort of football game. So just saying. But we talked on that night, on that Saturday night on Fox News, about how Hollywood has a chance now to start making better stuff. Because if you look at all the stuff that Taylor Sheridan is making, who I think is the best guy out there, Yellowstone, Tulsa King, he's got, The Lioness now is the new movie that's out. He's making great, great stuff, and it's making a gajillion dollars. People are looking for that kind of content. And this is a chance now for them to make it and not make movies about fish having sex, like the fish movie that I still can't believe that they made. You know what I mean? So, and Taylor Sheridan, Sicario, he did that movie. I mean, there's a ton of stuff this guy's doing, and he's got a bunch of Yellowstone spinoffs, and it's all been very good. It's all been really good. So I think I definitely, and the latest one, Landman, with Billy Bob Thornton, I love that show so much. I can't recommend it enough. It's great. Did you guys see it yet?
Oh, yeah.
I've not watched it.
How good was that, Justin?
It's, I haven't seen Billy Bob Thornton act. Like, I know how good of an actor he can be, but I was still amazed, like, how good the show is. Like, it's an incredible must-watch show.
Yeah, he does for the oil industry what he did for Yellowstone, which is to show the gritty side of it and how, you know, the oil industry, the battles that they have down there and down in Texas, and speaking of immigration, illegal immigration and gangs, they're dealing with the drug cartels all the time down there. That's something that I would never think of, the fact that they're having all these battles, because a lot of that area is where the drug cartels are trafficking in, and these guys are and the drug cartels buy a lot of that land. And then these guys have to actually work with the cartels to be able to have oil rigs. So that's a fascinating part of it that I never realized about the oil industry, which is a good segue, by the way, into my next segment, which is how Trump is going after the drug cartels and already going after MS-13 and all these illegal gangbangers. And I got some great audio on that for you, which I'll share with you upon my return. But I'm happy, very, very happy. And thanks to the Grand Hotel for sponsoring the happy hour, because what a great day. I mean, the show's flying by. And this is a time for you to start thinking about summer vacation. It's going to be here before you know it. So make your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May now. You get the best rates, the best rooms. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And when you need a dentist, there's no one better than my guy, Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. So go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, and start 2025 off with the smile of your dreams. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'll tell you what, Trump is already going after the gangs and the drug dealers, and he's going after the illegal immigrants. One of the things I loved about Landman really was this conflict between the oil companies and the drug cartels, and I never would have realized, I never in my wildest dreams imagined that. I guess one of the genius that Taylor Sheridan brings to the screen is the realism of this. And yeah, it's true, the drug cartels buy a lot of land, and then they build roads on it, they do all kinds of different things on it. And the drug cartels have a obviously tremendous amount of power. And then you have the other issue, too, which is the price tag of illegal immigration. Trump is sending up to 10,000 troops to the border. This is, in my opinion, an absolute national security issue. You know, I am not about using the troops for law enforcement purposes domestically. That would be a violation of posse comitatus. That is, securing the border is not. That's literally part of what the military's job is. In my opinion, it's really what the military should be doing, which is defending America's borders. It shouldn't be in places like Syria. I mean, really, if you think about the purpose of the American military, securing our border from drug dealers, drug cartels, and just people sneaking in illegally, that is a military imperative, in my opinion. Right? I mean, it's the border. It's a national security issue. It is the border. Why have we decided that that's a law enforcement issue? I don't understand that. It wasn't always a law enforcement issue. It used to be considered to be a military issue. You're talking about a foreign country, people entering that, crossing that border into another country. The military exists to secure our country. It doesn't exist to go fight wars thousands of miles away. That's not the purpose of the American military. So to me, I cheer on the idea of sending troops to the southern border. Do it. Send them to the northern border, too. And while we're at it, let's just conquer Canada. It'll take us like a couple hours. Not even like that includes time to stop and have a beer. I'm serious about this. And people want it done. You know, this is a former Barack Obama intern. Her name is P. Ray Easley. She was on Fox and Friends First this morning to take on her mayor, Brandon Johnson, who says he's going to go against Trump. He's going to go against Trump on what President Trump wants to do by deporting these illegal immigrants. Listen to what she had to say this morning. Cut 32.
Cities like Chicago, where Mayor Brandon Johnson says he's going to shield migrants from deportation.
I find it unconscionable that this administration would attempt to create not just division, but fear within our public schools. I have directed all of our sister agencies, as well as all of our departments, to stand firm and to uphold the local ordinance.
Chicago resident P. Ray Easley is the host of the Black Excellence Hour, and she joins me now. P. Ray, good morning to you. It's great to see you. So, you knew this fight was coming, and here it is. What do you and other residents in Chicago think about Mayor Brandon Johnson saying he's going to shield illegal immigrants from Donald Trump's deportation plans?
We hope that Donald Trump is very serious about imprisoning those who want to stand in his way. We understand that we are in the middle of an invasion, and every single person who came across that border came with an invoice on their back for the Chicago taxpayer. Nobody else gets to be shielded from federal crimes, and neither do they. We need everybody to go back where they belong so that we can reallocate our tax funds to the citizens of the city.
Bravo. Bravo. Good for her. Good. And you know what? What she's saying is what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks that. This is what people think. Even CNN's acknowledging that. Even CNN analyst and pollster Harry Enten acknowledging that woman just said is what Americans want and what Americans are thinking. Cut number 9.
Deport all immigrants here illegally. I will note the ABC News poll asked about undocumented immigrants. Mm-hmm. So we have slightly different questions, but these were all taken within the last month. And there's real uniformity here. That's what I really think you see. You see real uniformity. Deport all immigrants who are here illegally. 55% of the New York Times. Marquette, 64%. CBS News, 57%. ABC News with a slightly different question, 56%. So what you're seeing essentially here is very clear indication that a majority of Americans, in fact, when they're asked this blunt question, which I believe gets at the underlying feelings, do in fact want to deport all immigrants who are here illegally. There's no arguing with these different numbers because they're all essentially the same across 4 different pollsters.
So if they say yes today-ish, how has that changed over time?
Yeah, this is where I think you get very interesting. And so we'll take a look at that ABC News question in particular, because you can really see that there's been a massive shift from when Trump was first getting into office 8 years ago, right? Deport all undocumented immigrants. You go back to 2015, I'm going to come to your side of the screen. Hello. It was 42%. Hello. Go to 2016. It was 36%. Look at where we are now. This was taken at the end of last year, 56%. This is 20 points higher than it was just before Trump got into office the first time.
Exactly. You know, and it's things like this. This Haitian man who's about to get deported gets arrested by ICE's elite Boston unit of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He will be deported. Good riddance. I'm sorry, but... you know, see ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Cut number 11.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Little Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
ICE Boston quickly takes down its next targets, including this illegal alien from Brazil, who has an Interpol red notice for armed robbery. This Salvadoran illegal alien, charged locally with rape and released by a sanctuary jurisdiction.
Señor, ¿cómo se llama?
And this Dominican illegal alien, charged with assault with a deadly weapon and heroin trafficking. Officers also arrested this Guatemalan MS-13 gang member facing gun charges. ICE says he was released from local custody just the day before. Their detainer request was ignored because of sanctuary policies. And in a sign of shifting priorities with the new Trump administration, this man, who was in the same apartment as the target, was also arrested after ICE determined he's also in the U.S. illegally. This is what ICE calls collateral.
So you guys got your main target just now, but you got somebody else. What just happened?
So our main target was released by a sanctuary jurisdiction, not honoring a detainer. That person was released back into the community, and when we went to go find him, he's with somebody else who was previously removed from the United States. So he's going to go today, too.
And that is exactly what Border Czar Tom Homan has warned would happen.
When we find the bad guy, he's probably with others. Others that are in the United States illegally. They may not be a criminal priority, but we're not walking away from them.
Let me ask you this. So Larry Krasner, the D-bag attorney general, district attorney for Philadelphia, says he's not going to cooperate with Trump on this issue either. Can you explain to me? I understand federalism, and the states and the feds have different jobs to do. And the feds can't compel the states, and the states can't compel the feds. I get that. But explain this to me. I understand the Philadelphia police don't have to go out there and pick up illegal immigrants and turn them over to ICE. I'm not expecting them to do that. They've got another job to do. But when we have an illegal immigrant who is armed robbery, rape, murder, whatever the hell else it is. A, how politically stupid is it for these Democrats to let these people out? B, how incredibly unfair is it to the residents of their cities who live there and pay taxes to have these criminals back on the streets? And C, how is it not harboring a fugitive? Because if the phone rings and they call me up and they say, do you have this guy we're looking for in your home? And I say, yeah. And they say, okay, we're coming to get him. And I purposely tell him the cops are coming. You better sneak out. I've given aid and comfort. I've helped harbor a fugitive. I've committed a crime. How are these cities not also committing a crime here? I understand that they don't have to enforce federal law. I get that. But when you let them go, when you know the feds are coming, how is that any different? And that legal challenge needs to be tested because, in my opinion, they are breaking the law by doing so. Because they're letting the person go. They're letting them evade authorities. They're letting them evade capture. It seems so basic to me. But also, just so politically stupid. I mean, you're letting go armed robbers and murderers and rapists. And I understand these local district attorneys and mayors. It may be popular in their city, I guess. But man, does this look bad. It's a bad look for the Democrat Party. And we're the party that lets armed robbers and murderers back on the streets. And we won't turn them over to get deported and kicked the hell out of our country. That's just a bad look. In my opinion, this isn't protecting grandma, you know, who's in the kitchen making, chorizo. These are freaking some of the worst kind of criminals. Why would you want them on your streets? CNN's Priscilla Alvarez reporting on this about how Trump has effectively now sealed off the border. He's been in office 4 days. 4 days. He's already effectively sealed off the border. Cut number 10.
The border is relatively quiet. I'm told that there are just between 1,100 to 1,300 crossings a day. That is far below when it was 6,000, 8,000, 12,000 before. So this is going to be a way to augment support along the U.S. southern border. But it also comes at a time when crossings are lower than where they've been before. And also as the administration has essentially sealed off the border to asylum seekers, Kate.
There you go. Good. That's what the people want, and it's what the people voted for. It's what they voted for in this country. So I'm happy about this. I really am. It's what needs to happen. This is Trump last night with Hannity talking about the border issue. Cut 19.
We have terrorists in our country by the thousands. We have murderers in our country by the tens of thousands. We have numbers that came out, 11,000 people that murdered are now free and walking around in our country. And of them, I think 48%, they say, killed more than one person, and they're walking around. They came out of jails from other countries. And, people, they've emptied their jails. I would, if I were the president or prime minister or something of another country, I'd empty my jails right into America, into the United States. Why not? And many of them did it. If you look at Venezuela, their crime rate is down now 78% because they took their street gangs and they moved them into the United States. And you're seeing that in Colorado and Los Angeles and other places. And we're going to take care of it.
Now, just to show you how politically stupid the left is on this, because, again, I mean, this to me is politics 101. People want a secure border. They want illegal immigrant criminals gone. This is not that hard here. This is not, and the Lake and Riley Act extends the ability of the feds to have rapid deportation of people who've committed certain crimes. And what the Lake and Riley Act does really is it expands the threshold of crimes whereby you can deport somebody. So what's the problem with that? I don't understand why anybody would be opposed to that. If I go into a foreign country, I'm a guest in their country. If I'm there illegally, I've broken their law. If while I'm there illegally, I commit crimes, how can I possibly think I have some sort of right to be able to stay at that point? Hell, you come into my house and you start breaking stuff. You don't have a right to stay. I'm going to kick your ass out. It's very basic. It's not that complicated. But apparently it is for AOC. Her latest meltdown on the House floor after the Lake and Riley Act was passed and will be signed into law by the president. Cut 23.
I want the American people to know what is in this bill. Because in the guise and in the wake of tragedy, we are seeing a fundamental erosion of our civil rights. In this bill, if a person is so much as accused of a crime, if someone wants to point a finger and accuse someone of shoplifting, they will be rounded up and put into a private detention camp and signed and sent out for deportation without a day in court, without a moment to assert their right, and without a moment to assert the privilege of innocent until proven guilty.
First of all, without let's stop. You know, this is the first. This woman would sign up tomorrow for a red flag law where somebody says, I think that person may be dangerous, and the feds would be able to raid your house and take your legally owned firearms without any due process whatsoever. She would sign that in a heartbeat. But she's whining about somebody who is here illegally, thus does not have constitutional rights, and them not having due process, which is also a lie, by the way. That idea that they don't have any due process is a lie. But go ahead, continue.
Of a crime that will be rounded up. That is what is inside this bill, a fundamental suspension of a core American value. And that is why I rise to oppose it. If you're a dreamer, all someone has to do is point a finger and you will be rounded up.
Oh, that's such a lie.
And we have seen moments like these happen before. In the Patriot Act, in the wake of the travesty of 9/11, a fundamental suspension of American civil liberties. That is what we are seeing here today. Mr. Speaker, you may wonder why so many of our friends across the aisle who care so deeply about the rule of law happen to be so desperate to pass this bill after they are unleashing people who attacked police officers here on the on this Capitol into roaming our streets, who are publicly saying now they want to get a gun.
Let's stop it. So think about this now. AOC is fine with these people who in January 6th, she's fine with letting them stay in jail for 20 years. Yeah, I'm fine with that. She had no problem with them not having legal counsel, no problem with them having months without access to a lawyer. No problem with the government throwing the book at them for minor crimes like trespassing in a public building, which is the People's House, which is the United States Capitol. And yet she's whining about people who are in this country illegally who have committed crimes. Who is this? I just point a finger and people are rounded up. In what world is this happening? But this is the fear mongering, right? This is the fear mongering and what they do. It doesn't play. I mean, there was a time Democrats also agreed with getting with the idea of getting rid of criminals and also having a border wall and also having a secure border. AOC is such a fraud. She's never consistent. Matt, what's this point that you're making here?
Oh, for days she's been on social media claiming that Elon Musk is a Nazi and he hates Jewish people. Meanwhile, last year she was the one who was voting against funding Israel's Iron Dome defense system. She's an idiot.
She is an idiot, and I don't think she's hot because she has horse teeth. You think she's hot, though, don't you?
I think she's not bad looking.
Says the guy with the fake girlfriend.
She's real.
But if you have horse teeth, Dr. Mike Venere can fix that. He can fix her teeth and she'd be hot.
It's a nice segue.
I'm just saying, Dr. Mike could take care of that, and then she would look pretty good. Dr. Mike Venere will give you the smile of your dreams. Whether you have horse teeth or not, he is the master of complicated dental work, and you can get a free implant consultation with my buddy, Dr. Mike Venere. So what are you waiting for? Have you been putting off getting complicated dental work? Are you afraid of going to the dentist? Don't be. Pain-free dentistry is available with Dr. Mike Venere. And for 10 years in a row, he's been recognized among his peers as a master of implant dentistry, a master of complicated dental work. That's why they send their patients to Dr. Mike. And he has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. My entire family goes to him. You'll love the music playing in the office. You'll love the people who work there. You will love Dr. Mike. He's a great guy, great conversationalist, and he really will give you a beautiful smile. So with all the great things we have to smile about in the next 4 years, it's time for you to get your smile done right. So call him today for that free implant consultation. Go to VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike Veneria. Hey, maybe it's even just a teeth whitening to make yourself feel good and brighten things up during the cold winter. He can do that, too. He can do it all. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.